1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The Israel-Hamas war is intensifying. Correspondent Charlie Daggett is in Tel Aviv.
Israel stepping up its aerial assault again. Escalating airstrikes even further in the last 24 hours, pummeling Gaza. As the death toll climbs to more than 4,300 people. On a second front, the West Bank, a rare airstrike there in the city of Jenin, targeting a suspected terror cell, Israeli military officials describe as a ticking bomb.
There's concern Hezbollah could get pulled into the war. CBS's Ian Lee is on Israel's border with Lebanon.
If that happens, the fight against Hamas would likely become a sideshow to the intense fighting in the north, because Hezbollah has the missiles. Lots of them, and they're more sophisticated. A steady stream of weapons continuously flows from Iran, and the militants boast tens of thousands of fighters battle-hardened from a decade of fighting in Syria.
This message from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu through an interpreter.
If Hezbollah decides to enter the war, they will be making the biggest mistake of their lives, and we will hit them with an unimaginable force.
It's been 19 days since the House had a leader, leaving Congress paralyzed. CBS's Skylar Henry from Washington.
Congress is a lot like high school, but even more so.
A divided Republican conference on what's now day 19 of no House Speaker.
I have to say, and it's my 10th term in Congress.
Yeah.
This is probably one of the most embarrassing things I've seen, because if we don't have a Speaker of the House, we can't govern.
There are 9 House Republicans who say they want the speakership. 7 of those candidates voted to decertify the 2020 election results following the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
The SAG-AFTRA Actors Union strike has now lasted more than 100 days. Negotiations resume Tuesday. Correspondent Danya Backus.
Here in Hollywood, the pressure's on to reach an agreement. The cost of the entertainment industry strike has already surpassed $5 billion.
4-time U.S. Open golf champion Betsy Rawls has died. This was one of her victories in 1960.
It's the winning score for Betsy Rawls, her 4th U.S. Open. Betsy's the first woman to turn the trick.
Betsy Rawls was 95 years old. The singer wins again at the weekend box office for her film, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the... He was in the, like, really...
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies overnight with lows around 36. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 55. Overcast skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 48. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.